This podcast is a partnership between Money Radio WPSE and the Knox Law Firm, located at 120 West 10th Street here in Erie, Pennsylvania. The Knox Law Firm is a full-service law firm that has provided practical solutions to businesses, families, public entities, and nonprofit organizations for the past 65 years. Their clients include a wide array of businesses, public entities, and nonprofit organizations, as well as individuals and families. They strive to understand your needs and fulfill them in a friendly, responsive, and cost-effective manner. With us today is Tim Zazula, attorney at the Knox Law Firm. Tim's practice is focused on real estate development, environmental law, and land use planning and zoning. Tim, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be here.
Tim, can you tell us a little bit about your practice at the Knox Law Firm?
Sure. I describe our real estate practice as a full-service real estate practice. And what I mean by that is that we do it all when it comes to real estate. We're lucky to have a very focused group of both lawyers and other paraprofessionals. And what I mean by that are real estate paralegals and administrative assistants that are able to focus in the field of real estate and work exclusively in real estate. So therefore, the benefit that we can afford to our clients is that when they call the office, from the person they talk to that takes their message to the paralegal, to the lawyer, they're going to talk to someone that truly knows and understands real estate and understands the issues that they're calling about. I said we are a full-service real estate group, and what I mean by that is that we do both residential real estate, the traditional buying and selling of homes and refinancing of debt against homes, and the bulk of our work really is in the commercial area. And in the commercial area, we do everything from buying and selling hotels and retail establishments, industrial sites, and leasing of those properties. And so it really covers the whole gambit, our real estate practice. In addition to being lawyers, to being trained lawyers in real estate, all of our lawyers in our real estate group are also licensed title insurance agents. And the benefit there is that we act essentially as an in-house closing company or a settlement company. In other parts of the state, people are familiar with going to a closing company as opposed to a law firm to do a real estate closing. Well, we act as a closing company because in addition to being attorneys, we're also licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and many of us in the state of New York and state of Ohio and state of Florida to issue title insurance. So it's sort of a one-stop shopping, if you will. You get the benefit of our title agency expertise. And of course, we're lawyers that practice in the area of real estate exclusively.
Tim, you just informed me of quite a bit. I was not aware of the wide array of services offered by the Knox Law Firm in the real estate area.
Yes, and I feel lucky and privileged to be at a firm like the Knox Firm that affords me the opportunity to truly focus on one specific area of the law. So I feel like in my approximately 30 years of practice here, I've developed wisdom through experience and dealing with clients and situations that I can offer to clients in the future.
Tim, can you help us understand how environmental law intersects with real estate transactions? What are some of the key considerations for both buyers and sellers?
Sure. The intersection of environmental law and real estate comes into play really in every commercial transaction. In every commercial transaction that we encounter, environmental factors are a relevant consideration. And that's key to understand. And sometimes it's just checking the box, just to confirm that there are no environmental concerns to be worried about. But other times, you need to dig a little bit deeper to understand the historical operations at a particular piece of property that you're considering to buy. Because that this is a good segue into one of the key concepts that I wanted to mention that a lot of people don't understand, and that is when you buy property, you inherit all of the environmental risks and liability and damages that are associated with that property. So before you buy that property, you want to make sure that you're shielded from that liability or that your risk is very, very low. So it really comes into play in all of the commercial transactions that we're involved in, And as I said, sometimes it's just checking the box to confirm that we don't have environmental issues, but oftentimes there is. And then we determine how we're going to address those considerations.
Tim, are there specific environmental regulations or laws that individuals involved in real estate should be particularly aware of?
I think so. One was a concept that I just mentioned, this idea of being responsible for contamination at a property that you really had nothing to do with at all and perhaps had no knowledge of. And that's something that a lot of people I don't think understand, but that's why it's so important to be very careful when you're going into a real estate transaction so that you understand what you're getting into. The second thing to understand, and it's a key component in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's regulatory scheme, is we call it the Land Recycling Act. It's been around, then Governor Ridge passed it into law back in 1995, but it established uniform cleanup standards for properties, which was at the time unheard of, and you really didn't know how clean was clean. So it was very important to establish uniform cleanup standards. And it also established a system that if you meet those standards, you achieve a liability release. So you're released from any liability or damages associated with contamination that used to be at the property because you addressed it in some manner. The third interesting thing about our Land Recycling Act is that it presents you with different levels of cleanup depending upon where the property is and what you're going to use the property for. And what I mean by that is that it just makes common sense that a property in an industrial park probably doesn't need to be cleaned up to the same level that does a property that is in the middle of a residential setting, because there are very different risk factors. There are very different uses for those properties. So the law has some flexibility that allows the user to establish what the future uses of the property are going to be, what the potential issues are, and how they're addressing the potential issues. So there's some really creative and innovative ways to address contaminated sites. And that was the whole idea behind the legislation, so that development was spurred in what they call brownfields, previously contaminated sites, because they could be redeveloped in a manner that is safe and protective under the law.
Tim, final question. Once again, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been highly informative, to say the least. Do zoning laws and land use regulations come into play when dealing with real estate developments?
Absolutely. And a key takeaway here is to know what you're getting yourself into and check with your lawyer before you go into a zoning hearing or before a board of supervisors. The state law in Pennsylvania gives a lot of discretion to local legislators to plan their communities, to plan where they want things and how certain operations will be regulated within a community. And if you want approval for that, that's why you go before a local board as opposed to a state board. And whether you're before a board of supervisors or a zoning hearing board, oftentimes that hearing or that meeting is on the record. It's what we call the court of record. If there's going to be an appeal, it has to be from an issue that was raised at that meeting or that hearing. So it's very important to be ready for those meetings, those hearings, because they're not informal. Although they might look like they're informal, there are typically court stenographers and sworn testimony is taken. And it is, like I said, the court of record. And oftentimes, huge developments turn on the discretion of our local officials. So local zoning laws are very, very important in real estate development.
Thanks again to our guest today, Tim Zazula, attorney at the Knox Law Firm. Tim's practice is focused on real estate development, environmental law, and land use planning and zoning. If you have questions for Tim, he can be reached at the Knox Law Firm, 814-459-2800. That's 814-459-2800. Join us next month for another 5-minute podcast featuring a guest from the Knox Law Firm. Knox Law is located at 120 West 10th Street in Erie. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Knox Law Firm. Learn more at kmgslaw.com. That's kmgslaw.com.